The full-time whistle has been blown and Donegal for the fourth time are All-Ireland champions in the Nicky Rackard competition. They have followed up their victories in 2020, 2018 and 2013 with a 2024 campaign which has seen them undefeated, and they are All-Ireland champions once again, putting to bed the defeat last year at the hands of Wicklow. It wasn't pretty at times from Donegal. They made really, really hard work of it. They hit 19 wides, but they got the goals that won the matches. And that's what happened today, particularly the two from Josh Cronley-McGee came at a crucial time in the game. And there were six down at one stage, and then that swung to a 6-point advantage for Donegal at a stage in the game as well, to 3 actually it was at that time, Eugene. But listen, they dug deep, they hung in there, and they're all Ireland champions again.
Well, that's it. As I said, the only time to be ahead is at the final whistle, like, and it's very much the way the game went today. Look, for long parts of that, for that game, Mayo were the only team in it. Like, they were dictating the pace, they were creating space around the middle and getting the scores, but Donegal hung in there. And look, we said last year that Wicklow's bench were the difference. This year it was Donegal's bench that were the real telling. Peter Kelly came on there, Oisin Grant came on, had a big influence on it, and Josh Cronley-McGee popping up with 2 goals, 2-1 or whatever it was, like. But no, absolutely delighted for Mickey McCann and the lads. And look, as I say, now the cup is one thing, but they go up now to play Christy Ring Hurling, like, and apply their trade at a higher level. So absolutely delighted for them.
Yeah, the group has talked about this. Mickey McCann has talked about it. Yes, it's nice to win the cup, but the most important thing coming out of today was that Donegal are stepping up a level. They are going to play Christy Ring Hurling in 2025 off the back of this victory against Mayo today. Rory Campbell contributed with 1-3, his goal coming as well at a crucial stage in the second half. That was in 44 minutes, and it brought it back to a 2-point game. But we have to go further down the timesheet. On 60 minutes and on 63 minutes, back-to-back goals from Josh Cronley-McGee of the Setanta Club. He was one of three substitutions made by Mickey McCann at the start of the second half, and those goals put Donegal in the driving seat in the second half and sent them on their way to victory. Jared Gilmore had 5 points today. Sean McVeigh chipped in with 3, and the likes of Danny Cullen and Liam McKinney also had 2 points apiece. But this is a huge victory for Donegal. They have went through the season in the championship undefeated, and I'm watching the GA president Jarlath Burns now about to hand the Nicky Rackard Cup to Conor Gartland. What we're going to do is try and make our way down now to underneath the Hogan stand and get a bit of reaction from the victorious Donegal camp. Many thanks to Eugene Organ for jumping in on commentary today and helping us out. It's been a good day for Donegal hurling. They're All-Ireland champions again. We'll go back to the studio and we'll try and get some reaction for you shortly.